This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Asia Bibi, a Pakistani Christian woman who spent 8 years on death row over false blasphemy charges, has left Pakistan more than 6 months after being acquitted by the nation's top court. Reuters correspondent Emily Werther has more.
6 months after being acquitted by Pakistan's top court over false blasphemy charges, Asia Bibi has left the country for Canada, according to her lawyer. When she was released in October, hardline Islamists rioted on the streets and called for her to be killed. Bibi had been staying at an undisclosed location under tight security. Canada's Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, had previously said his country was in talks with Pakistan about helping her.
That was Emily Werther of Reuters. In 2010, Asia Bibi was convicted of making derogatory remarks about Islam after arguing with neighbors about a cup of water. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says his country is pulling back from parts of its 2015 international nuclear agreement. Here's AP's Charles de Ledesma in London.
Iran has threatened to resume higher enrichment of uranium in 60 days if world powers fail to negotiate new terms for its 2015 nuclear deal, a year after President Donald Trump withdrew from the accord. In a televised address, President Hassan Rouhani also said Iran would stop exporting excess uranium and heavy water from its nuclear program to requirements of the deal. Rouhani also says he wants to negotiate new terms with the remaining partners in the deal, but acknowledges that the situation is dire. The pact lifted sanctions on Iran in exchange for limits on its nuclear program. I'm Charles Ledesma.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met in London with British Prime Minister Theresa May and Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt on Iran. Britain supports the Iran deal, and Hunt told reporters the Iranian announcement was unfortunate. This is VOA News. Here in Washington, U.S. President Donald Trump is claiming the right to block House Democrats from seeing the full Russia report from the special counsel investigation. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The battle between the Trump administration and Congress ramped up just as the House Judiciary Committee met to vote on holding Attorney General William Barr in contempt of Congress for not providing the unredacted report. The White House invoked executive privilege, with spokeswoman Sarah Sanders saying panel chair Jerry Nadler is abusing his power by demanding classified information.
Chairman Nadler is asking the Attorney General of the United States to break the law.
But Ted Lieu and panel Democrats argue the administration's trampling on Congress's duty to conduct oversight.
We are Article I of the Constitution, and we will act that way.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
More is being learned about yesterday's school shooting in Colorado. Perhaps the most startling fact to emerge, one of the two alleged attackers was a female juvenile, the other an 18-year-old male. Apparently, neither of them was previously known to law enforcement. The two assailants at STEM school Highlands Ranch outside Denver were armed with handguns. They killed an 18-year-old and wounded eight others.
So the announcements came on saying it was a lockdown, stay safe and stay hidden. And our teacher told us to hide behind the equipment in the room because there's weight equipment. So we hid behind the weight equipment we just stayed there.
The Douglas County Sheriff told reporters his deputies arrested the two alleged shooters after a struggle. Colorado Governor Jared Polis on the shock of it all.
I think at this point, Coloradans are really heartbroken, frustrated, still shocked, and frankly sick over a mass shooting occurring right here in Douglas County.
South Africans are voting today in national elections. The balloting is a test of President Cyril Ramaphosa's African National Congress, which has ruled South Africa since the end of apartheid 25 years ago. Sluggish economic growth is a major issue. South Africa's unemployment rate is 27%, and a corruption scandal forced Ramaphosa's predecessor, Jacob Zuma, out of office last year. A suicide bombing this morning outside a religious shrine in Pakistan's second-largest city, Lahore, killed at least eight, including five police personnel, and wounded more than 20 others. The apparent target was a police vehicle near one of the gates of the shrine. No immediate claim of responsibility. The blast came on the second day of Ramadan, a holy month when Muslims fast from dawn to dusk. China's economy czar, Vice Premier Liu He, will talk trade here in Washington tomorrow morning. It is the latest round of discussions with U.S. officials aimed at ending Beijing's trade war with the United States. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.